Ruby Braff on cornet and yet another fine drummer, Roy Haynes, and of course Bud Freeman on tenor. One doesn't normally think of tenor sax as a woman's instrument, but Kathy Stobart, who started in jazz in the 40s and still plays a solid booting tenor, was last week guest playing at a pub in Highgate Village called The Gatehouse, along with the Colin Peters Quintet plus a trio. In his jazz column in the Sunday Times tomorrow, Derek Jewell says just why this regular session is one of the best three bobs worth of jazz in London. Another good jazz buy is this recording by the Stan Tracy Trio. That was our British contribution for this week, and a good one too. Stan Tracy playing I Lost My Step in Nantucket, one of the pieces from his suite inspired by Dylan Thomas's Under Milkwood. Whilst we're on the American continent, let's move south to Mexico. What would you say was the biggest tourist attraction there? The fiestas? The bullfights? Chili con carne? Well, it's none of these. The attraction which draws 2 million visitors a year is a museum. But the National Museum of Anthropology in Mexico City is a rather special museum. It's devoted to the ancient Indian civilizations which flourished before the Spaniards came, to the Aztecs and the Mayans. And it's housed in what's been called the finest piece of architecture of the century, complemented by modern paintings, murals, and sculptures by the best of Mexico's artists. If you can't manage a visit this year, take a look at the 4 pages of colour photographs in the Sunday Times magazine tomorrow. Or how about a visit to a Tijuana gift shop with Charlie Mingus? That was Charlie Mingus. And it says on the sleeve, "This is the best record I ever made." It certainly was one of the best trumpet players Mingus ever discovered in the person of Clarence Shaw, who suddenly started calling himself Gene Shaw. Jimmy Nepper there on trombone, Curtis Porter, who you may know as Shuffy Hardy, on alto, and Danny Richmond on drums. It's becoming almost an oddity nowadays to hear Bach played as Bach. What with Jacques Lussier and the Swingle Singers and I don't know how many others. Maybe it was Fats Waller who started it all off back in 1936. A little piece called Bach Up to Me.
I've come to the conclusion that Bach is here to stay, yeah. So Bach up to me, yeah.
Piano and occasional comments by Fats Waller. And the trumpeter was Herman Autry. Oh, there's Gene Cedric on tenor, and bowing the bass was Charles Turner. Somebody, somewhere in the audience watching Twelfth Night at Stratford-on-Avon last Thursday, must have said, "That's not Viola, that's Mrs. Peel." In a way, they'd have been right. Diana Rigg, to give her her proper name, was considerably better known in The Avengers. But in fact, she was playing Shakespeare long before she started throwing baddies about on TV. Another face that may cause whispering in the aisles is that of David Warner, this time playing Sir Andrew Aguecheek, a case for rather different treatment from Morgan. Harold Hobson reviews the first night of Twelfth Night in tomorrow's Sunday Times. The New Orleans Wanderers with Gatemouth. Johnny Dodds, Kid Ory, George Mitchell on cornet and Stomp Evans on alto, playing unusually advanced saxophone for 1927. I suppose he was avant-garde in his day, just as Charlie Parker was in 1940. In fact, this next record is dedicated to him. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on alto, and a rhythm section of John Lewis, Percy Heath, Skeeter Best on guitar, and Charlie Persip on drums. It's the Modern Jazz Sextet with Blues for Bird. If you're going to Europe and you want to know what to see, where to eat, where to stay, you may decide to buy a guidebook. But which one? Your choice is embarrassingly large. Michelin, Guide Bleu, Fielding, Nagle, Penguin, BOAC, Pan Am, Observer, Fodor, The Sunday Times, Gateway, Redmond's, Mercer's. What you really need is a guide to the guides. There is one. It's in the Insight feature in the Sunday Times tomorrow. We started out with a piece that used the chords of I Got Rhythm. Let's finish up with one hoisted on the chords of Fine and Dandy. It's the Woody Herman Band, and one of the rare times when Woody, rather than Ralph Burns, worked out the arrangement. At least that's what Woody says on the sleeve. The soloists are Stan Getz and Zoot Sims, tenors, Earl Swope, trombone, Serge Chaloff, baritone, and Ernie Royal, trumpet. And this time it's Keane and Peachy. Woody Herman with Keane and Peachy, and that's it for this week. Hope you'll be back next Saturday, 11 till midnight. I shall be.